It's your man, Sir Earl, coming to you again with another podcast. Today is Saturday, February 27th, almost March. By Monday, when we return to work, it'll be March. So things are going pretty quick. Time flies. Well, I wanted to come today with this podcast based on a conversation that I had with one of my clients. It was truly informative. It's funny because majority of my clients are women. So they always want to get a man's perspective on things. And most of them know that I'm very honest. One of the things that I said and I've discovered and I've talked to people about this, men and women, and that is that we as people, men and women, genders, it doesn't matter if your gender is black, white, blue, green, purple, or polka dot. Men think alike, women think alike. Men have three basic needs. That is food, sex, and TV. If we've got those, we're happy. We'll get up the next day and we'll go out and we'll break our back, okay? But this was the women have 1,000 different needs, so you're rolling the dice on trying to figure them out. Some will agree, some won't. I really don't care. It's how I think about it. And you'll find if most men are honest, they think the same way. What you will find is that, and this was the conversation that we were having, women love to give hints, okay? Men like direct, honest talk. They respond better to that. And I was trying to tell her that. I was trying to say, hey, look, just tell them exactly how you feel, exactly what's going on. Don't sugarcoat it. Well, that might hurt his feelings. Well, are you trying to continue to be unhappy for the rest of your life, hoping he figures it out? Or would you rather tell him and then let him make the decision if he want to do it or not? Because you can't consistently walk around. That's why sometimes you'll be sitting there and you'll be asking your significant other, girl, guy, whatever, or mainly women, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Okay, well, you already know something wrong. You've been with him long enough to know something's not right. It might be some shit you did 5 years ago that she threw a hint that you didn't catch and you should have known. And that's exactly what my client told me. Well, I'm telling him enough that he should know. Men, we don't know. Here's an instance, okay? You walk in the house and the garbage can is full, okay? And she says, the garbage can, it stinks in here. The garbage can, you know, it stinks. We go, okay, well, I don't smell nothing. Maybe that's just, you know, your nose. Women smell dirt. They smell, their keen sense of smell is just totally different from guys. Guys don't give a damn. They'll sleep on some messed up sheets as long as the sheets are on the bed. Women, nah, we got to change that. They dirty. Well, look, guy, to me, you know, our idea of dirty as men is dirty. It's gotta really be dirty and smelly. Women's idea of dirty is they tried it on, they decided not to wear it. It's not going back on the hanger, it's going in dirty clothes. It's dirty. I tried it on, my skin touched it. Men don't think that way. You know, there used to be a book years ago called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And one thing that I found, found it out the hard way. When I was married for 12 years, and after it was all said and done, after all the emotions were gone, I asked her, well, what could I have done better? And a lot of things that I was told were things that if I knew, maybe I would have done them, maybe it would have been a different outcome. So a lot of times you don't want a relationship to end based on things you didn't know. And like I was telling my client that told me that the other day, you're pissed off at things he may not even know. You may think he know. Maybe you think he should know. If you talk to your girlfriend, she say, girl, he should know that. To a man, it doesn't. It don't register. If you walk in the house and you say, man, it stinks in here, you would think he should know to empty the garbage. Why don't you try going up to him and saying, you know what? Whenever that garbage get full, you need to empty it, okay? Then he knows, and he'll do it, or he won't do it, and then you know, he don't care. But majority of the time, if we're told directly, we don't take too kindly the hints. If we're told directly, do this, X, Y, and Z, we'll do X, Y, and Z. If you throw us a hint, we're not that bright, and we don't pick up on hints. I told you, we've been together 18 years, and I told her that when we first got to tell me exactly what you were. Well, that's not very romantic. That's not very, fulfilling. Well, do you want it done or don't you? You know what I mean? If you're waiting on a surprise chance, and I'm not referring to all men or all women, but majority, you want it done or you want them to pick up on the hint and do it. If you're waiting on them to pick on the hint and do it, it's not going to happen. I can tell you that right now. But, hey, tonight, David, what's going on, man? If you wait on them to pick up on the hint, it's not going to happen. Guys work better by being told exactly, this is what I want you to do, and this is what I want you to do it. And they'll do it. Most times they'll do it, especially if he's been with you for a while. Women, if you have a man that is not changing, he don't want to change for you. You're not that important to him for him to make that change. Most guys change when they are forced to change. And the one thing that forces a guy to change is a woman that they love. It will happen before anything else happens. So if he's not changing his ways, it's you. They don't care. We hate nagging. Men hate nagging, okay? So what I do, particularly in my relationship that I've had for 18 years, if I know the garbage should be emptied, the clothes that we all throw on the side of our bed, all us men, we throw it on the side of our bed, and we'll empty it, when we get there, we'll put it in dirty clothes. Women, they like to clean it and still put it in there, article by article. We let ours pile up and we'll put it in there later, okay? Women know you're sitting down, you're watching the game, it's a good game, it's a nail biter. They'll wait right until it's the critical time and then they'll come down there and they'll start bitching at you. The thing is, that's an argument waiting to happen, okay? Because you're going to respond and wait, why the hell are you coming at me right now? Well, to me, as a guy, if I do everything I'm supposed to do beforehand, you have no reason to come down there and bitch at me while I'm watching the game. No reason. It's already done, okay? And they'll come, they'll ask you, is this done? Yes. Is that done? Yes. Did you do this? Yes. Now, I could watch the game. By the way, while I'm watching the game, I'd like to have my meal. I'm hungry. My son told me one day he saw Chie bringing my plate down there. I was downstairs watching TV, and he said, man, it must be nice, to have, people come down here, have Chie come down here and bring your plate down here. I said, oh, you thought that just came with waking up? No. We have to, as men, we have our roles. We have our things that we have to do. I deserve to have my plate brought to me because I do what I have to do. I handle my business. It's funny to see guys that don't handle their business bitching about the woman ain't doing what she's supposed to do. They're going to do it. They are naturally nurturers and love. They love to love. So if they are not responding to the things you think you deserve, chances are you're not doing the shit that you're supposed to do. Try that for a minute. You know what I mean? With me, you have nothing to bitch about. So, you know, what time am I eating? That's all I want to know. You know, what time my plate going to be done? I don't try to, you know, you can't use the macho technique with women. You're going to apologize first, okay? Because you have what they, you want what they have. And you're only going to get that if they feel like giving it to you. You know what I mean? And if you acting an asshole, you ain't getting no food, you ain't getting no love, you ain't getting nothing, okay? So do your job, and then you have the right to say, okay, here it is, right? And one other thing that I like to try to tell people, guys and women in particular, is, well, it's only guys and women, but that is, do not take advice from people that don't have your status or above, okay? Meaning this, if you are in a serious relationship with a person and you've been there for a while, you got kids by this person, y'all been together for years, do not take advice from your single-ass girlfriends. It ain't the same. Oh, that thing ain't no good, leave them. You know, they trying to fuck your shit up. You know what I mean? So don't do that. You know what I mean? I don't seek advice from people that has been married six different times, and the longest time they've been married is 2 years. I was at the store the other night, and it was this really old couple. They were, shit, they were Jesus age. They was 1,002, you know. I asked them, how long y'all been married? 80 years. Okay, what's the secret? I want to know, because that's what I want to achieve, okay? I'm not taking advice from the guy or the girl that's been divorced six or seven times. I'm not. You obviously ain't figured it out. You know what I mean? So I don't need your advice. I'm not going to take financial advice from a broke person. I'm not going to take advice on a car from a person on the bus. If your status is not my status or above, I'm not listening. And so I have friends that, you know, when I see them, they're talking, life at home, she bitching all the time, she's nagging. I don't want to hear you, okay, because your shit probably going to rub off on me, and I'm going to go home, and all of a sudden, my life is like your life, you know, because I'm listening to you, I'm taking your advice. No, thank you. I'm good, you know. But you'll get that. You'll get people that's divorced trying to advise you on marriage. Not to say they don't know, but a lot of times if they're giving you that negative energy, that negative vibe of, fuck that nigga, you know what I mean? Go on out and find you somebody. That ain't what you need to be hearing. You know, tell me how we can form a better union, a better bond. So I try to talk to guys and I try to tell them, you know, I had got some advice from before when I was married that everything she does, just agree with it and say, yes, sir. And you know, yes, dear. After we got divorced, I found out I was saying yes, dear to a lot of shit that just wasn't right. But that person believed you agreed with them when I didn't. So I don't do that anymore. If you're doing something that I don't like, that I feel is detrimental to the relationship, I am going to honestly tell you about it. So therefore, these things don't get pent up. I mean, you've been in situations where just out of the blue, I'm done, I'm tired. You'd be like, man, you're trying to think of where you fucked up at 2 days ago. You know what I mean? She thinking of some stuff 2 decades ago. You know what I mean? So let's get all this out. Let's iron it all out. Let's put it out there on the table. Let's discuss it. And let's not let this stuff build up, because it will come out sooner or later. It's going to come out in a good way or a really horrible way. It's going to come out. So let's get this out the way now. And let's talk about it. And let's figure out where we stand. Let's find the middle of the road. And open, honest communication. That's the one thing. Men, we're so tough, but we're so fragile. Our woman doesn't want to hurt our feelings. Sometimes you got to hurt his feelings. If honesty hurts your feelings, then that's your issue. You know what I mean? If you don't want to hear honestly how I feel, that's your issue. That's not my issue. And I'm not saying degrade or demean or go in hollering, yelling, and bitching. I'm saying sit down and have an honest talk and say, hey, look, this is how I'm feeling on this subject. Okay, this is what you're not doing, and this is what I really would like to would make me happy for you to do. They're either going to do it or they're not. It's not like they're not going to know. Sometimes relationship ends over a lot of things you had no idea. Man, if I'd have knew that 5 years ago, I would have fixed that. You know what I mean? But you didn't have the opportunity because the other person did not give you their honest opinion and an honest talk about the happiness that they're not getting because of this situation. So my advice would be have your open and honest communication. Women, stop trying to protect your male's, your man's ego. I know, you know, you love him, but you're not doing him any good by not telling him what he's doing or not doing that's not making you happy. So be honest, be open, and don't worry about the rest. You know what I mean? Just, hey, if honestly this hurts you, that's your problem. It's not my problem. But I need for you to know this. So that would be my advice. So until next week when I do this podcast again, this is your man, Sir Earl, signing out. And I just want to say peace.